Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart. Show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is August 31st, and the year is just flying by. I wanted to take the opportunity today and do this meditation for beginning meditators, for people who are not of practice in meditation and are unfamiliar with it. So when if you are a beginning meditator out there and you are just getting into it, the one thing I want to say to you that I find when I'm teaching most people to do meditation or guiding them through meditations is they're looking for phenomena. And meditation is really about receiving and hearing and just being still within the self in order to understand the subtleties of what's being said to us through nature, through spirit, through the universe, and with our bodies. So the easiest way, in my opinion and my experience, to do meditation when you're just starting off is to have some type of a routine with it. And that doesn't mean that you have to necessarily do it every day at the exact same time, although that is helpful in getting to be in that practice. But to have like a specific place where you can sit and do it and do the same type of things over and over. For example, I have a place where I sit and meditate. I actually have two or three, depending on whether I'm working or doing a personal meditation. So that kind of helps me get in the mode of whether I'm doing personal work or whether I'm doing professional work. I light a candle. I clear the space with some sage. I say a little prayer. And I have, in my mind, a little ritual that I go through. So if you want to just start off by sitting in an empty space, or I'm sorry, sitting in a chair or on the floor. And if you're a beginning meditator, it's usually better if you don't lay down, mainly because we tend to drift off and actually sleep, which is not necessarily the same thing as meditation. So if you find yourself a comfortable chair, I like to keep my back straight. That helps me with my visualizations. If you place your hands, palms down, and if you can keep your feet on the floor, we don't necessarily have to sit Indian style, but placing our hands down, there's little chakras in the palms of our hands, and when we place them palms down, then that helps keep that energy here and grounded as opposed to up and sending the energy out of our body. So I always place my hands on my legs. And then we always start off by taking nice deep breaths. And this is really important in meditation, is being able to breathe all the way down into the diaphragm. And it may take several breaths or several weeks of practice in doing that. And that's okay. Don't push yourself. So as you're sitting here, allowing your breath to just come in and out of your body. Just take a mental note how your body's feeling and how your body is reacting. You want to take note of whether or not your breath is easy or whether it's challenging to breathe deeply. And you're not correcting anything at this point. You're just taking note, just observing. I believe that prayer is when we talk to the creative forces and the higher forces in the universe. God, however you phrase it. And My personal belief is that meditation is when we receive communication back. And our body talking to us is very much a part of that. So just as deeply and clearly as you can, just keep letting that breath come in and out. And you may notice that there's a lot of thoughts coming up. Don't necessarily try to stop them, but don't move in with them. Don't give them any life force. Thank them for being there, and just return your focus to your breath. Now imagine that there is a bright golden yellow ball of light over your head. You're going to keep breathing deeply. And let this golden light change into whatever color feels normal and natural and right for you. Now you're going to recognize this light of whatever color you've allowed it to morph into as that fragment of that original golden yellow light that is uniquely yours, that piece of that original source light that is your soul. And so this light, although it's above your head, is going to caress down and around your shoulders, and it's going to enter in through your heart chakra. You're going to feel it connecting at your back, coming in through your back at your heart chakra, right there where your heart is, or around the area where your heart is in your body. And feel this wonderful light going all over your body, traveling just as your blood or your lymphatic system or your nervous system would travel. It goes into every cell. It's a part of you, so it feels very normal and very natural. And if you find that your mind is wandering, just bring your attention back to your breath. And notice, are you breathing deeply or have you been breathing shallow? Either way, it's okay. Just keep breathing and letting this light flow through your body, all through your body. And you may notice that you have a tingling sensation or a warming sensation. Maybe it's something completely different, but you're going to be able to feel or know or sense that this light is present in every cell. And now take the opportunity to really see the light all the way down in your toes. Even if you have shoes on, it's okay. Just imagine that light radiating everywhere in your body and even down in your toes, down in your feet. And now from the bottoms of your feet, usually right around in the middle, a lot of times it's where the feeling will come from, right around where that arch is. You can see that light starting to extend down through the floor all the way down to the ground. And just watch as it travels all the way through the scientific layers that you may have learned about, all the way down into a center of the earth that you may not recognize. Here the earth is radiant and pure, and it may present to you as the molten lava that you've learned about, but it also may present to you as a beautiful stream, a vast meadow, a colorful landscape. Let it present to you in whatever wondrous way it chooses. All the while, you're still breathing deeply. Letting whatever ideas or thoughts may come through your mind to flow on out, thanking them for stopping by, inviting them to come another time. And if you feel that you're wandering, always bring your mind back to your breathing. And then back to that light that's radiating now through your body as part of you. There's plenty of it there, even though you've sent it to the center of the earth. And you see this light all over your body. And you can still feel or sense or see or know that it's down in your feet and extending down into the earth. You don't have to put any effort into it, just know it. You can also feel this light flowing through your spine. And you see it come out right there at the end of your spine, at the tailbone. And it goes all the way down from that point through the floor, all the way down, joining in a line with the light that is coming from your toes. And it too goes all the way down into the center of the earth. And having been there before, the earth presents to you in this wondrous way that is now familiar. And keep your breathing going, nice and deep and steady. Your mind doesn't have to continue to project any of these images. Your intention itself has allowed it to happen. And just as the earth revolves around the sun while it's rotating on its axis every day, it does its work without us helping it. all of the visualizations that you've just done will continue to exist. While you just allow yourself to relax. Taking in breath. And just be. And just be here. And just say to yourself very quietly inside your mind, just say, I'm receptive. I am willing to receive communication from my higher self, from my higher power, from the universe, from the pure essence of the earth. From my body. I'm willing to receive in this moment whatever message, whatever knowing, that you would like to receive, knowing that you will receive only truth, knowing that you will receive information that supports your highest and best intentions. Just allow yourself to breathe. And as a beginning meditator, this may actually feel like enough time to be in this space. And that's okay. So you do not have to disconnect from anything that you've connected with here. But you can say, thank you for the message. Thank you to the earth for joining with me. And you may want to develop a little closing routine. I like to bring myself back into the awareness of the room. I like to physically move my body to make sure that I'm here. Generally, this is very helpful when we've done longer meditations. And as a beginning meditator, you may also find that you're ready to continue on. And this is fine as well. For today's meditation here on the Honoring Hour, though, we are going to bring this to a close, bringing our awareness fully and completely back into the room. Asking that any chakras that have opened up during this meditation be restored to a balance that is most beneficial for us to move about in the world today. So you don't even have to decide whether they need to open or close. You're going to let your soul do the work. since it's fully present in your body. And if you are a beginning meditator and you're out there, and I hope that everyone has an opportunity to receive information, maybe answers to their prayers, maybe feedback for their prayers, maybe just communication from their body. But if you have an opportunity to do a brief meditation every day, 5, 10, 15 minutes even, whatever works for you, where you just take time out for yourself, where you just take a few moments to receive, not because you're taking, and not because somebody wants to give you something that's not yours, but just genuinely receive from the universe, God, or whatever you refer to your higher power as, or even just from the earth and yourself. If we each take this moment and this time, we'll find our lives rearranging and becoming more tranquil, more peaceful, and more manageable. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I hope that you will join us again each week that we are on the air. The Honoring Hour normally airs every other Tuesday. We hope that you'll join us for our shows and that you'll join us in the future for meditations. If you have any questions or comments, I welcome those. You can go to the main site of The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com. And at the bottom of that main page, there will be a link where you can contact me directly. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about meditation or set up sessions with you privately. I'm also offering, at this time, I'm doing free readings, which you can find information about on the main site of The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com. Thank you for joining us today. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk with you all again soon.